Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Fletcher Allen Healthcare wants to construct a new inpatient facility at its medical center campus in Burlington. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the $187 million project is the largest proposal to come before a new board of healthcare regulators.
Dave Keelty is the director of facilities planning and development at Fletcher Allen Healthcare, and he's taken a break on this sunny Monday morning to survey the future site of what could be the hospital's next great project.
What we're looking at is the west side of our ambulatory care facility. Most people would recognize it with the emergency room parking lot and the entrance to the emergency room directly in front of us.
If all goes according to plan, the ground Keelty is standing on now will one day be covered by a seven-story building filled with single-occupancy rooms for 128 patients. The new construction wouldn't add to the total inpatient capacity at Fletcher Allen, which would remain at about 450 beds. Rather, it would allow the institution to retire some of its older, outdated lodgings and to spare their patients from having roommates.
And also a major goal is to move us from roughly 30% private rooms to get us more towards 90%.
But the upgrade won't come cheap. Fletcher Allen is asking the Green Mountain Care Board to approve the $187 million price tag attached to the project. It's the highest dollar capital improvement proposal to come before the five-person board since its creation in 2011. Judy Henkin is the director of health policy for the Green Mountain Care Board, which has broad authority over budgeting and operations at the state's 14 hospitals. The board was created to streamline the state's healthcare system, and Henkin says its members will bring a critical eye to the proposal.
I think that the lens that they look through things is with an eye to the future, and it's a system-wide view rather than hospital by hospital or piece by piece.
Keelty says the project is about more than comfort or bringing a four-star experience to the hospital's temporary guests. He says blueprints designed to allow for more sunlight, stringent infection control, and space for visiting family will all contribute to patient outcomes.
So many studies indicate the quality of the environment does impact the length of stay.
Vermont stands on the brink of what could be watershed reforms in its healthcare system. Governor Peter Shumlin next year will urge lawmakers to adopt the nation's first single-payer financing program. But Keelty says the project has been designed to meet the needs of whatever the next chapter in healthcare reform brings.
They're being built in such a way to maintain the maximum amount of flexibility that's needed to basically react to changes in how healthcare is delivered.
Fletcher Allen will submit final cost estimates to the board in November. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Burlington.